You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 448, and Randall's joining me as well. Randall?
Hey, how's it going? It seems like a long time since we've done a podcast. We've kind of gone over some of this news, and it seems like it happened a long time ago, but it's since the last podcast.
I know. We've got Coney and Tillery coming back. We've got an update on at least one new coach and a little more clarification on the O-line coach. And it's been so long that it seems like weeks ago that four players that are no longer part of the program. So we'll discuss that a little bit and the impact on the running backs. And then possibly Notre Dame's going after an offensive tackle, fifth-year grad transfer that Notre Dame's going after. So we'll discuss that as well. And then, of course, some recruiting updates as well.
Before we get started, Room, you should tell us why you're smiling so much right now.
I'm getting married.
Wow, it's finally happening.
Happened pretty quick, but
I won't ask you how old you are.
Oh, that in that instance, yeah, it took a while, but
yeah, but this time things move pretty quickly. I do have to say, you set a good example for other Irish fans or anybody related to Irish fans on when to have a wedding, so.
Which you, and you're talking about not having it over during the football season, yes. Which you had it. You had it on a Stanford Saturday.
Hey.
I remember that Stanford Saturday, Randall, because I caught part of the game, not the full game.
The thing is, that was a long time ago, so.
Well, it seems your priorities
before I was too involved with football part of it, so that's my excuse. But anyways, congrats to you.
Thank you. Let's start with the recruiting, and then we'll get to some of the older news that listeners already know about. What's new in recruiting?
Well, a lot of things have been happening with recruiting. The coaches were allowed to go out and visit again. It's kind of they're scrambling again to get a couple more players in the 2018 class. It's not quite as bad as with last year when were they up to six commitments there in the last month or two? After New Year's, they added quite a few recruits to the class, which was very impressive by the new staff that had come in. But this year, it makes it easier that the class signed, that most of the guys signed in December already. But they're still trying to get an offensive lineman, and the big concern is there that you don't have an offensive line coach right now. And the one guy that is committed that hasn't signed yet is Luke Jones, offensive lineman. It doesn't seem like he's really going to do anything, but they need to be in contact with him, and I think they need to get this offensive line situation figured out. But they have they had another offensive lineman on campus this weekend. Jarrett Patterson was there, and he'd gotten an offer, and Notre Dame is still kind of waiting to see what Nicholas Petit-Frere is going to do. Five-star offensive lineman. I mean, that'd be a huge pickup by Notre Dame. I don't really think it's going to happen, but they're still doing everything they can to try to get him to sign. But this weekend, Jarrett Patterson was there, and then also defensive lineman Mauro Ajomo and wide receiver Lawrence Keys. So you had three guys on campus this weekend. Mauro Ajomo is a defensive tackle that got an offer late in December, right before Christmas, and he finally came up to see Notre Dame. And then Lawrence Keys, the wide receiver, Notre Dame's been after him for a while. They're trying to get him to sign. I think they were hoping that he would maybe commit this weekend, but he is taking another visit to Texas and SMU yet before he does make his announcement. But he is from Louisiana. He brought his mom along on the visit, and they were very impressed, which obviously most recruits say that. But I think his mom really enjoyed it, but she said that, you know, it's going to be his decision, which is smart from the parent's side. But so he was with Michael Young, was the guy he was with there at Notre Dame, which is good. Michael Young is from Louisiana as well. And Michael Young just had a pretty good game against LSU. And he probably was I'm hoping he was telling Lawrence Keys how much fun it is to go beat LSU. And Notre Dame's kind of the last couple of years they've had chances to play LSU, and so be interesting to see how much they talked about that. But Brian Kelly had visited him on Thursday in Louisiana before he came to Notre Dame, so they're doing everything they can to try to get him to commit.
And is LSU in the mix with him as well?
Not really. I think it's down. I mean, it's Texas and SMU or some. Texas is kind of a concern there, but I'm not sure SMU. How
is SMU in the mix? More like SMH.
Hey, SMU was actually good before they got the death penalty back in the day, but I don't know. It's kind of interesting school. I'm not sure what the connection is there, but obviously the weather is a little bit different than South Bend, so you have to take that into consideration. But Brian Lindsey was trying to show him some love. He tweeted out wanting Irish fans to give him a follow and show him some love. So wants to add another wide receiver to the class. And then they're sending out a lot of offers, 2019 and 2020. This next weekend is Junior Day, January 27th. So they got a lot of 2019 guys coming in. Jacob Lacey is committed, defensive tackle. He'll be there, which is good, and he'll help recruit these other guys that are showing up. So there's quite a list of guys that will be coming for Junior Day this next weekend. Seems like they should get that ball rolling in the 2019 class because it's been off to a slow start. But back to the guys they're still trying to get right now. Obviously with the suspensions, we'll talk about that later, but it looks like Notre Dame wants to add another running back to the class because they're going into spring with only three scholarship running backs, and they don't have anybody else coming in the summer either. So they did offer Sebo Flemster, and he's currently committed to Georgia Tech. But he is planning to visit Notre Dame next weekend. He set up an official visit, so that's got to be a good sign. He's 5'11", 197. He's a three-star back. Some people have him. That's the composite rankings. 24/7 Sports has him a two-star. Some people are a little concerned about that. But
at this point, you need another body there. So
yeah, and Georgia Tech runs the ball. They're triple option. So obviously they think he's a good running back.
Yeah, but they don't get the quality. They still, even though they're a running team, they still don't get the quality players.
Yeah, but the other thing, Tennessee offered him as well, and right now the crystal ball is trending towards Tennessee. So Tennessee is in the mix. So that's a sign. He did visit Tennessee on January 12th, and so obviously Notre Dame and Tennessee are suddenly in the mix. Those are two good programs, and it's kind of making him rethink because those are some big time offers for him. So I wouldn't worry too much about the rankings. I mean, Autry Denson has done a great job with the running backs. And you need another guy there. Do you want Sebo Flemster scholarship back, or do you want to have another guy, you know, like a Anderson?
Exactly. I mean,
Josh Anderson get a scholarship off as a walk-on, and he never really...
I mean,
he got a couple snaps, but he wasn't really...
I don't think there's a big there's a big difference. It's very unlikely that he'll be a Chris Fink, and so I think it's good.
You mean as a walk on?
Yeah, like a walk on. Stepping up and actually, and Chris Fink, even though he doesn't play a ton, he still adds depth, and he does. I mean, he gets on the field.
But obviously, Notre Dame is trying to add another running back, and I think it's a good idea. You do have Tariq Bracey, who's signed with Notre Dame. He played running back, had some crazy numbers at running back, but he's a defensive back. That's what he was recruited at, and I think they want to keep him there. I'd rather get Flemster in the class instead of trying to get another player to switch positions.
I agree. And the thing is, if it doesn't work out, you can then, after you get him on campus, you can still have a position switch if needed at that point.
Here's his numbers in high school. In 2016, 1,469 yards, 19 touchdowns. This last year, 1,771 yards and 24 touchdowns. So 2 years, you have over 3,200 yards and 43 touchdowns. Not just any running back is going to do that. If you watch his film, he's not like the smoothest runner necessarily to watch, but he breaks through tackles. I mean, he somehow gets through tackle. You think he's down, and all of a sudden he's coming out the other side, and he's still running, and he's gone. So,
yeah, hopefully Notre Dame can pick him up.
Exactly. So there you have it. The 7 early enrollees did show up at campus last weekend, so got that. The Polynesian Bowl was Saturday night. It was very late, so you might not even have seen tweets about it. I think most people just decided not to say too much. Most of the Notre Dame reporters decided not to tweet too much because it's the middle of the night. But three Notre Dame players were there: Jason Adamalola, Braden Lindsay, and Paul Moala. Jason Adamalola did not play, and it wasn't because of injury or anything. He just played in the Army All-American Bowl, so this would have been the second bowl in just a couple weeks. And his, you know, obviously he's a little banged up from that, but there's no point in playing in this bowl. He's ready. I mean, he signed with Notre Dame, and he's ready to come to Notre Dame, and instead of risking it, playing in some all-star game. Not too much from the guy, Brent Lindsay and Moala, except for Paul Moala's punt return. He had a big punt return for a touchdown. I don't know if you watched it. The ball kind of bounced a couple times, and all of a sudden he decided to scoop it up and ran it back for a touchdown. It's just over 50 yards, I believe. But, hey, maybe he has a future as a punt returner. So,
oh, we could use one.
Anyways, that's what's happening in the recruiting world right now.
A little off topic, but kind of along the same lines of recruiting. Notre Dame is going after offensive tackle grad transfer.
Oh, yes. Calvin Anderson, Rice, offensive lineman. He's started 36 straight games at Rice, was like a all-conference player, and he is looking to transfer. Notre Dame has been recruiting him, visited him, but he's also visiting some other schools, and I think he's going to stay in Texas somewhere.
Yeah. I don't think the coaching staff can guarantee him that, oh, yeah, you'll be starting again just like you have been. And probably, I'm sure, staying closer to home is probably appealing to him as well. Well, especially if he wants to chance and playing, going to a school where he can continue to play.
It could help Notre Dame. They could tell him,
it would,
hey,
help Notre Dame.
We got, oh yeah, but I'm saying as the staff could tell him, we got a new offensive line coach coming in, so it's, you have a chance to get in the lineup. It's not like this coach, like Harry Heastand, had his guys picked out, and it's hard for you to crack that lineup.
True.
The bad news is they haven't announced an offensive line coach.
True.
So they could use it to their advantage, but they got to, I think, in order to land this guy, they got to have an offensive line coach. Right now it's not trending towards Notre Dame, but hey, they're doing what they can, and I think it'd be a great pickup. I mean, obviously we've talked about offensive line is not going to look as good next year, and so they can use all the help they can get.
And sticking on the lines with the coaching, so Notre Dame doesn't have an offensive line coach hired as of yet. A couple guys, well, I guess we had talked about the guys in the mix.
A couple guys. It's basically down to four guys. I believe this weekend when they had the last interview, they interviewed Jeff Quinn, which he's on the Notre Dame staff, and I think they had to do that, at least interview him. But it's down to Jeff Quinn, and then you have Bob Osted from Wisconsin, Joe Gilbert from the Colts, which put an X on that name right now, and then Justin Fry from Boston College. Well,
because the offensive line is so bad, but I don't.
It's
follow,
not just him.
I don't
I
follow
know.
The Colts super closely, but they have not. They don't have great players there either.
No, they have done a horrible job of giving him offensive linemen to work with. The front office. Back when Manning was the coach, they started with the offense, or basically the coach, with the quarterback. They surrounded him with good offensive linemen. They started there and then built the team from that, and they have completely gone the other direction, and it seems like, oh yeah, let's get a star running back and a star wide receiver, and then we'll find some offensive lineman to throw
to
in there
protect to protect our all-star level quarterback,
Andrew Luck, which has been his. If he'd be a cat, his nine lives would basically are almost up as a Colts quarterback. If I were him, as much as I love the Colts and Andrew Luck, I'd seriously consider something else because they can't protect him.
To me, the favorite name is Justin Fry from Boston College. I hope that's
who we've kind of seen what they've done at Boston College. So Joe Gilbert is probably good. It's just hard to hear that when you hear the Colts offensive line coach, it sounds like a horrible decision, but. Anyway, that's where they're at right now. So they interviewed. I think they have all the interviews done. Now they got to make a decision. So I'm going to say they're going to know who it is this week. Notre Dame might not officially announce it because it always takes them time with their whole vetting process. But I think they'll know this week who it's going to be.
And then for the safeties coach, Notre Dame is going with Terry Joseph from North Carolina. And
he's kind of been all over.
Yeah, he's been at Nebraska, Tennessee, A&M.
He was a grad assistant at LSU as well, and then he went to Nebraska with Pelini, and they always had good defenses. He's coached some guys that have turned into NFL players, and he's always been a safeties coach or defensive back coach. So at here 99 2002, he was an assistant coach at I don't know what school that is. 2003 to 2005, assistant coach Washington State. 2006, he was a graduate assistant at LSU. 2007 and 2009 was secondary coach at I don't even know some of these logos. It's not coming up, but he was in a recruiting. The thing is, he's also a recruiting coordinator. So he was at Tennessee. He was a recruiting coordinator and defensive back coach at Tennessee, Nebraska, A&M, and so North Carolina. So he has a history as a recruiting coordinator, and that's good. And he comes from.
Do you think that'll come into play with the offensive line decision that Notre Dame makes? Because, I mean, Elko was a great recruiter, and it seems the previous time when Notre Dame had to hire several coaches, that they did focus somewhat on their ability to recruit, and here again it seems like, I mean, he's a good recruiter.
Yeah, I don't know. They might. The thing I like about it, he is from Louisiana, so I'm guessing they might use him to talk to Lawrence Keyes if they get him hired in time.
Mm-hmm.
And Notre Dame has been getting more guys from Louisiana, but it's hard to get guys from Louisiana because LSU is there. Like, I think they had the highest percentage of in-state players going to the in-state school. I also got Jerry Tillery out of there, Michael Young. You know, you got some guys coming out of there the last couple of years, but that's been very hard to do. And so he's been in the he's recruited in the SEC with A&M, Tennessee. So he knows how to recruit those guys, and I think that's huge. I think that was a huge part of him being hired, and I also think he's a good coach. But he's got a lot of experience, and so that's what they need with the secondary that Notre Dame has, the safeties that Notre Dame has right now.
Well, this will be the first time in several years that there is a dedicated coach just to the safeties.
Yeah.
Not a part-time job.
So I think this is a great addition to the coaching staff.
All right, let's talk about some good news. Coney, Tillery coming back. I was shocked. I did think Tillery would come back, but Coney, I was without question thinking he's going to the NFL. Although the longer it went,
I think last week's podcast we were leaning towards him coming back with the position
starting,
I did
starting to just because, but for me it was most because of the time. Lee. Like, well, why not decide?
Oh.
Well, Lee as well, but also. Why wait so long to make a decision?
Yeah, that was huge news. And then the other news was that right after that, Jonathan Bonner changed his mind, decided to come back. Like, it seemed he had said early in the season that this was his last season playing, and it seemed like he was maybe moving on to something else. Not sure what his plans were exactly, but I know his mom has been sick, and maybe he just decided he was done with football. But all three of these guys coming back, I think this says a lot about Clark Lee as a coach, because it would have been easy to say, hey, we got a new coach, let's get out of here.
If they didn't have confidence in him as a coach and as a teacher, and if he wouldn't have had a good enough relationship with them, I don't think this would have happened. So I do think it speaks very highly of Lee, but also kind of the entire maybe defensive staff, or at least guys like Elston and Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Basically, these are your five-star recruits for this class.
Yeah.
I mean, that is huge. Notre Dame is bringing back 10 starters on the defense. And some of those are in question whether they'll be starters next year. But on the defensive line, the only guy you're losing out of the 10 rotation guys is Andrew Trumbetti. So that is huge. I mean, Jonathan Bonner, you know, maybe some of the younger guys will get more snaps. He won't get as many of this, but just to have him back, just to be in the rotation is just is huge. And so the defense is looking very good at this point. But I think it does say, I mean, Clark Lee, the players are obviously buying into him being the defensive coordinator. And, the only guy you're losing is Niles Morgan. So.
All right. And then Notre Dame did announce that C.J. Holmes, McIntosh, Steverson, and Tiasum are no longer part of the program. Irish Sports Daily confirmed that everyone but Steverson was enrolled in school, and they couldn't confirm about Steverson. So is there a chance that any of these guys are part of the football team again?
I don't think any of them will be. You know, people are hoping that C.J. Holmes can get back on the team. Like, it sounds like he's, you know, doing everything he can. You know, he's studying. I heard he was even doing, like, community service stuff at home while he was on break. And he kind of wanted to keep it quiet because suppose he was going to do it anyways. And he didn't want it to look like he was just trying to do it to, you know, make up for his mistakes. But
we know,
as far as I know, Notre Dame has not given him any, like, hey, you do this, this, and this, and you'll get back on the team. And from what we've seen, especially like Steverson, once you're off, if Brian Kelly went to the point of kicking them off the team, to get back on the team is going to be very, very, very hard.
I don't think Steverson's coming back.
No.
But I think there's a chance with C.J. Holmes and McIntosh. Tiasum is an old player.
Tiasum, I feel kind of bad for him being thrown in with this because I think the assumption is that he did something to get kicked off the team. And as far as I know, he did not do that. He's just planning to finish his classes and be a grad transfer and transfer to another school. I mean, he wasn't in the, you know, we talked about the 10 linemen. He wasn't in that rotation. And so I feel kind of bad for him for getting thrown in with these guys that
did
were stealing and whatever else they did. I don't think, as far as I know, he didn't do anything like that. He's just planning to graduate and transfer. But here's the other. Steverson is gone because he's just a cancer to the rest of the team. I mean, he's dragging other players with him. It'd be interesting to see. Do you think McIntosh would have been stealing stuff if
you mean C.J. Holmes? It was C.J. Holmes.
Or C.J. Holmes, yeah.
I don't know, but the reason I'm a little skeptical about Holmes is because he wasn't too happy about not getting a lot of playing time last year.
Yes, he mentioned his parents. There was
something about his parents. You know,
which game did he play more? It seemed like they were almost like, hey, we'll give him a chance after all because his parents were complaining.
So the situation makes me a little uncertain, or makes me feel less optimistic that he'll even want to come back.
But here's another thing about there's Notre Dame in their locker room have four Irish commandments: treat women with respect, do not lie, do not cheat, and do not steal. So
wait, four or five?
Four. Treat women with respect, do not lie, do not cheat, do not steal.
That's four.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, I thought you said five.
No, well, I meant four. Okay. Whatever. But obviously, those are big deals, and we know that McIntosh and Stepherson did that, and I don't think it was their first offense. All three of these guys, I think there was other stuff. You can't tell me that Brian Kelly kicked them off the team for one thing.
I don't know.
But maybe he got sick and tired of it.
And it's either way, Dexter Williams was also caught in the a few years ago with the marijuana and the handgun. And so he made it back.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility, but
I just don't, with what you mentioned with Holmes, you know, how he was already, it was kind of an issue already that he didn't play more. I expect him to transfer.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way.
That leaves you with three scholarship running backs in the spring. Dexter Williams, Tony Jones, and then Jameer Smith, which is an early enrollee, luckily, to get more playing time, but I don't know. It'll be kind of interesting to see what happens in the spring game because they're going to need more than three running backs.
And because of durability. I mean, durability was a problem this year with the rotating a lot of
Jones
guys.
And Dexter.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and Josh Adams as well.
Yeah. So I'm surprised I haven't heard more about Wimbush moving to running back. I did actually see a tweet.
You did?
But I was just, as much as the hate for Wimbush, as much as we heard about how horrible Wimbush was, there was actually surprisingly not much comment about that. So,
there was some rumors about Chip Long going to Alabama,
and we talked about it on the forum. And there, I thought it was ridiculous, but it does seem like they actually made an attempt to get. From what I've been hearing, Alabama actually made an attempt to go after Chip Long, but he didn't want to.
And made the offer of him being a co-offensive coordinator.
Yes.
So I don't blame him for not wanting to do that, but I'm sure coaching under Saban, I mean, you're almost guaranteed to be in the playoffs. I mean, it's got to be very appealing.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Alabama also tried to go after Terry Joseph. So just the other week, we were fussing about all these coaches getting poached by other schools. Well, here you got two guys on the staff now that Alabama wanted or was on their list. So it's not all bad. But I think it's a good thing if Alabama's one of your coaches.
It is. And then some other somewhat Notre Dame-related news. Charlie Weiss Jr. is the offensive coordinator at FAU under Kiffin. And he's the youngest offensive coordinator. He's 24 years old. And
I was looking at some of the pictures that were tweeted out for him. Because he was
he doesn't look like Charlie Weiss's son.
No, he was with Charlie Weiss. Like, at Notre Dame, he was with him quite a bit out in practice field and stuff. And he sure didn't look like a coach then. But obviously, I think Weiss would have been a good assistant coach. I just don't think he was a good
head coach.
So, but congrats.
And that doesn't
to him.
Even mean that, like, he could grow up to be a great head coach.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You mentioned you're starting to feel old when you saw that. So that is true.
And he had been a graduate assistant and an analyst at Alabama. That's, I think, where the relationship started with Kiffin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think that's everything. Was there anything else?
Kavari Russell is back at Notre Dame. He is planning to graduate, so he came back to finish his classes. So I'm sure that's. It's always a good thing for the football team to have a NFL player there on campus. And I don't know how much he's supposed to be involved with recruiting, but I'm sure he walks through there.
If he graduates, does that count towards Notre Dame's graduating percentage rate if they come back afterwards after they're finished playing college football?
I think so. I don't know why it wouldn't.
But you always see those numbers tweeted out, the percentage. Notre Dame graduated.
I'm sure they find a way to put it in there. But the other thing, the players are back working out. And, you know, we had talked about, what was after the Miami game, you know, the turnover change and blah, blah, blah. And then there was some news that Notre Dame kind of had its own, was it a hammer or something they passed around?
Well, they had a sledgehammer a few years ago.
Anyways, it looks like they have WWE championship belt that they passed around. Dalen Hayes had a video of it, and he said hashtag freak of the week. So cool. I'm not sure what all is behind it, but you know, in the front it does have the WWE, like it's a championship belt, but the side does have the Notre Dame logo as part of it and everything. So they do have something they're passing around.
And I would assume it's something with just with the workout program.
Would you want to see something like that on the sidelines during the season?
If it helps inspire guys and gets guys fired up, sure. I mean, if it's a distraction.
Yeah.
I don't think you need it, but if it does help inspire, it can't be something forced. It needs to be something that happens organically, and
the players need to do it.
Yeah. Well, they need to buy into it. Whatever it is, it needs to be something that's bought in, and not just a prop that's just a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, and I was going to say, head over to the forums. Solon was even talking about Terry Joseph last week already before there was even news. It was announced. He said, you know, he gave a bunch of information about him, and it looks like, you know, Notre Dame might hire him. So check it out.
Forums.irishsportstalk.net. And I guess that's it. We'll be back next week and talk about, hopefully we'll have a O-line coach in tow and talk about that a little bit. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.